It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, October 14th. I'm Ben Johnson. Fakes, whether in the art world or in the email world, they can create big problems. So what about the techie world of startups and acquisitions? The fortune of a small Swedish biometrics company changed dramatically recently, all thanks to a single document that wasn't what it said it was. Marketplace Tech reporter Quina Kim is here to explain. Hi, Quina.
Hey, Ben.
So this story started with a fake press release?
Yeah, there's a company named Fingerprint Cards AB. It's a Swedish company that makes biometric sensors. We've heard a lot about this stuff, most notably in the new iPhone, where you can just put your thumb, you know, on it and it'll open it up for you.
Sure.
So there was a press release that went out that said this company was being bought by Samsung Electronics, and that sent its stock up 51%.
Whoa.
Turns out the press release was false. The Swedish stock exchange had to halt trading.
Wow. And so what's next in all of this? What happens now?
These sort of hoaxes, or I guess scams, really, because obviously someone's making money off of this,
sure,
are, I guess, not uncommon. In this one, the Fingerprint Cards is asking the Swedish authorities to investigate. So we'll see what they turn up.
Very interesting story. Quina Kim, Marketplace Tech Reporter. Quina, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've recently been looking at robot companions to humans, but now let's look at a kind of robot coworker. 12 schools around Europe are now working on developing an exoskeleton for the workplace. Professor Darwin Caldwell at the Italian Institute of Technology has been working on the project. He says it's not about how a robotic suit would make you super strong, it's about helping you with endurance.
If you imagine painting above your head or holding a screwdriver or something above your head, it doesn't take a great deal of strength. But what would actually happen is after a few seconds, definitely after a few minutes, you start to become quite fatigued. So if you have an exoskeleton, it just means they fatigue less quickly.
Now, is the idea here that we also, the way that these things work, we move a limb and the exoskeleton has sensors on it that recognize the intent of the physical motion and sort of follows that?
Could even be an EMG measuring muscle activity. So if you feel a muscle twitch, then the EMG signal might send that to the exoskeleton and we respond. The one thing we have to do is make sure that the robot is safe. One way to do that is to make them very small, very light.
And I would imagine also a kill switch, a very important addition to something like this.
Extremely. In many instances, what actually happens, particularly with the exoskeleton, while it's strong, it wouldn't be stronger than the person. So if it tried to put your arm behind your back, you could resist it.
Well, I like the idea of a robot that I can beat up if I have to. Professor Darwin Caldwell is at the Italian Institute of Technology. Professor Caldwell, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
And before we go, a new job in the celebrity social media world, Instassistant. Members of a famous person's entourage are being hired more and more to just post photos to Instagram for them. See? Who said celebrities weren't job creators? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.